I'm Christy. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is April 9th, 2009. And, I was born in Bradenton, Florida. And, I don't really remember a lot from my childhood. My parents they divorced when I was about 7. I have 2 younger sisters. One has the same dad as me, and then the other one doesn't. I can remember going to school, and the first experience I remember is going to school when I was in kindergarten, and I never really felt like I was part of, I never really felt like I could be part of, I guess, even in kindergarten. I remember crying because I didn't think I could make friends, and my mom, she always would tell me the story, the first time I made a friend, I came home and I was so excited, and I didn't really remember that, but she kept bringing it up, and anyways, so my little, so I went to middle school, and I was always jealous of everyone, and I never really understood why, and I remember telling myself that 8th grade was going to be my year, it's going to be my year. I would go up to New Hampshire to visit my grandparents, and I was like, okay, no one's going to see me this summer. I was like, I'm going to run, I'm going to do sit-ups every day just so I can go back and, be pretty, I guess, and so, well, I did, it was kind of my year, I guess, not really, but I was friends with the people I wanted to be friends with. It was always like I was working towards that. And I started playing soccer. I remember I was too afraid to ask my parents to play soccer because all my friends are playing soccer. And so I finally asked them, and I started in 4th grade, and my dad ended up being a part-time coach, and he was really embarrassing, so that was kind of embarrassing. Well, I thought he was. He's not that bad, I guess. But so I started doing that, and I started, hanging out with them, and that became my thing. I wasn't very good at it, but I felt like if I told people I wasn't good at it, then they wouldn't care if I was good or not. So my first drink was when I was 16 with my first boyfriend. And it was just the two of us, and I don't really remember why I drank, but he's like, hey, you should try this. So I was like, okay. And I think it was Smirnoff. I don't know. I think I drank the whole 6-pack. I don't think he had any. And I remember I blacked out, and I guess I blacked out because he told me I was saying these crazy things. I was trying to read every single sign on the way home. And the next morning I woke up, and I had a track meet, of course, and it was at USF, and we're driving up the on the bus all the way up there, and I couldn't understand why my stomach hurt. And I later asked the question, I was like, what is going on? Why do I feel like this? They're like, Christy, because you drank alcohol. And I was like, okay. And when I drank, I completely, all those ambitions, everything just went away, and I was able to say whatever I wanted. I was funny. I was I wasn't in a big group, so I didn't really feel like I had to fit in then, but that later came when I was in 9th grade then, so I stopped, or I didn't really go out that much because I was too busy in sports and everything else, and I had my whole goal was to go to high school, get good grades, and go to college. That was my goal, so I could get a good job. I didn't know what I wanted to be, but that was the goal. So I started, my boyfriend and I, we broke up, and then I met this other guy who, he was really cool, and I definitely wanted to date him because he was, he was senior, and I wanted to be friends with his friends and my friends and everything. So I started dating him, and little did I know, he's a drug dealer, and he lived 5 minutes away from me. But I was always the person who no one would tell me what they were doing. If they were drinking or going out, they wouldn't tell me because they thought I'd be mad at them. So, but later, you know, started hanging out with these people, and that's all they did on the weekends. Like, all they did was drink, and so that's all I wanted to do, because that's all I was, like, I became really good at it. And when I wasn't drinking, people were like, Chrissy, why don't you have anything in your hand? So I was like, okay, give me two. And then, you know, I'm probably missing, like, a lot of my story, but anyways, so I ended up I was like the Key Club president, track captain, like all that cool stuff, you know, and I thought like as soon as I got there, like that was good, you know, then I'd be good enough for everyone, because I didn't really know what they thought, you know, I just thought that I just was never good enough to be like part of, and so I ended up, you know, getting accepted in Florida State, and like that was the cool college because they were known for partying, and by that point I was really good at it. And I would always lie to my parents. Like my mom always wanted to know whose house I was going to be at, and she had to call their parents when I was all throughout high school. And I just couldn't handle that. So I would just say I was going over to this girl's house, and my parents already knew their parents, and they were good. So that was that. And I never was at that place. And we do, like, the whole three-way calling. Like, you call your sister so that we can call my mom, and, you know, we'll be good. So I ended up going up to Florida State in the summer, and I did good in school then. You know, I did okay. I don't really remember, but I know I got, I don't know. Anyway, so I went up there, and then I came back home, and I was still dating this drug dealer who apparently wasn't a drug dealer then, but I feel like he lied to me. And I went back up in the fall, and I got an apartment, and, you know, one of my roommates, one night we were out, and she's like, Chrissy, this week we're going to drink the whole week. Like, that's the goal, to drink the entire week, every single night. And I was like, yeah, like, you're finally on board, right? And so we did that, and then later on, I remember coming home one day from school, and I went to the grocery store, and I got a Sparks. And I came home, and I was drinking it in the living room, and my roommates, they're like, what are you doing? I was like, you know, all the guys do it. Why can't I? You know, they come home, have a beer. So I'm going to do that, too, because there's girls and guys are equal. And, you know, that's okay. So then they decided that something was going wrong. Like, I was weird because I was drinking at, like, early in the afternoon. Because my whole plan was I'd always get really drunk in the beginning, and then I'd be hungover until, like, 6 o'clock the next day and then go out that night. Like, that was my plan, and I had it all, like, timed out when I was going to be hungover, when I was not going to be hungover. And and then I started doing other things because I couldn't understand why my boyfriend, who, you know, did other things, didn't want to hang out with me. And because I always told myself I'd never try it because I would, you know, I knew in the back of my head I'd like it. So I ended up trying it. I ended up getting hooked. And then I ended up coming back to Bradenton and totaling cars, getting millions of jobs and getting fired from millions of jobs and for drinking and acting crazy. And then I got kicked out of my parents' house because I kept sneaking out and doing whatever I wanted to do. I ended up totaling a car. And so then I went to go live with my dad, and I'd ride my bike to the liquor store every single morning when he went to work. And every Tuesday was when the recycling came, so that's when all the bottles from underneath my dresser went out the door. And one day he searched my room, and I had forgot to take the bottles out of recycling. And he comes out the next morning with a whole bag, a trash bag full of them, and it was only one week's worth, I guess. And I was like, Dad, I was like, that's from a really long time ago. I quit drinking. Yeah, right. And so then in March of 2008, they decided that they'd tell me that I needed to go talk to someone else before I went back up to school. And I was like, finally, you're going to let me go back and not live with you. And I said no at first, and then I ended up saying yes. I don't really remember why, but I was alone for 8 months. Like, I didn't talk to anyone, and the people I did talk to, it was random. You know, it was like the Facebook or whatever when I was drunk. So I ended up coming to treatment in March 2008, and I stayed there for about a year. I ended up relapsing twice, and then because I didn't really understand what was going on. I couldn't get it, or I got it, but I didn't want to. I still thought I could drink. I still thought I could do it like everyone else did. So I went out and tried. I did the whole half a beer, like you have half, I'll have half, and we're not really drinking, and it's okay. And then we did another half a beer each, and it went from there. So I ended up getting caught, went back into treatment, and then did that again. And then I decided I wanted to drink again after I turned 21. So in January of 2009, I started drinking again, and in March of 2009, or April, I guess, I got a DUI, and that was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. I went to jail for the first time after going to treatment for a year. I got out, and I was still like, you know, this is kind of cool. I've never been in jail, and now I have. So then I went to another treatment for 3 months, and then I came back to Tampa, and I have been sober for a year now, and which is crazy. And I work every day I work every day of my life, it feels like. I wake up at 6:30, and I wake up at 5:30 in the morning every single morning. I take the bus to work, which is, I never thought I'd take the bus. I was too good for the bus. But now I do. It's better than a bike. And I go to school. I'm going to school again. And I've gone to every class because I feel like if I don't make it to class, then I'm going to relapse, which is crazy thinking, but I got to work on that. And doing laundry, that's a big thing, too. I can do my laundry now. That's a big deal. And I go to meetings, I got a sponsor, and I work the steps, and that's a big thing, too, because I've never worked the full 12 steps. I've always gotten step 4. I always get to step 4 and blame my drinking on that, and I'd always make amends when I was drinking, so this time I'm going to make amends sober, because I got to go back and make those amends, and they're going to be like, what are you talking about? We forgave you back then. I was like, yeah, but I was drunk. Thank you, I guess, for letting me speak, and thanks for my sobriety.